Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for TV. On my last video, I put an overlay over it, and some of you guys say that like made your eyes bleed, so I'm putting a much calmer overlay for you. I'd still like to use the overlay, so. I was doing my usual research and looking around through all these crazy posts out there, and I found an interesting one. Now, we know female dating strategy is a horrible place on Reddit, and there's a bunch of crazy women on there, but it's kind of fun to check out every once in a while to see what's there. Found this post here. It says, girl dumps BF of 3 years, moves on after 2 weeks, blocks him, is happy in her new relationship. Every girl can move on in 2 weeks if she wants to, or if she wants and tries. Daily reminder to take 0S from these easily replaceable men. FDS success. Okay, so obviously we know what some of those girls were like in that forum. But I said, you know, I wonder, you know, oftentimes you hear about girls that have, oh, he's just a friend, and or the memes that say, you know, you and the guy she tells you not to worry about, right? And I said, you know, I wonder, I haven't actually read any articles on this. Let me do a little bit of web search and see what I come up with. Now, I typed in back, I tried actually a bunch of things, and the first thing I typed in was girl, two boyfriends, and did a search on DuckDuckGo. Don't use Google. And unfortunately, I had moderate or safe search turned off, so that turned out to be a whole lot of videos I didn't need to partake in. But I turned on safe search and did a search for a couple other things, and I came up with the one that had the best results, which was backup boyfriend. And it came, this is like two or three articles down. So if this is kind of a word or buzzword that's out there, since there's a lot of articles here that seem to use this buzz term, this is something that women would come across within the first two or three hits on DuckDuckGo. And I wanted to read this article because and share it with you guys because I think it's absolutely nuts. So let's go down through this, and I'm going to tell you my thoughts on this. So this is from Bold. It's why having a backup guy may be your smartest dating move. Now, let's be honest. If a girl says, oh, I do have a couple of guy friends, they're not just guy friends. These are usually men that are circling around her like vultures, just waiting for your relationship to die. And then they swoop in. So if she texts them, if she messages them, and they're just friends, we already know kind of that they're the backup, they're plan B. They're the emergency parachute if the main one fails to open. They're there to catch her should she fall. And in many cases, these are the guys where she has a couple too many when she's out at the club, and oops, it just happened, right? We know that. The other thing is these guys are always on their best behavior, always putting their best foot forward, trying to win her over. And in the meantime, you're having just kind of the quote-unquote normal relationship. So they're always going to be on their A game. And of course, she's going to see your usual flaws that you have when you're in a relationship. So odds are, even if she doesn't have a specific backup boyfriend, she's got backup boyfriends. The other thing is, even if they don't have that specific guy friend, well, how difficult is it for a girl to go out to a social event, to anything, and talk to a couple of guys and find somebody that would be interested in at least killing some time with her, shall we say, right? Not hard at all. So she's almost always got a backup plan. But now we actually have articles that are written to help women and tell them that what they're doing is the right thing. So let's go through this. Why having a backup guy may be your smartest dating move. It's a well-kept secret that many women have back burner guys while they're dating. Notice she says it's a well-kept secret. No, it's not. All of us men know. We all know it. And if we don't know it, we shouldn't be out there in the dating world anyway, because it's not a well-kept secret. Everybody knows this. It's not until things get really serious that the backup guys are no more. Wrong, usually they're still around just in case. In many cases, the guy may actually be dating somebody already, and you're her backup plan. She's just waiting for him to become single so she can go with him. Hypergamy at its finest. Some say it's wrong, but is it really? If you're not planning on happily ever after with a guy, you have the right to have a few guys sitting around just waiting for your attention, as long as they're cool with that too, that is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you don't ever make it clear that's just what you're doing. You're probably leading them on, and they're hanging around thinking that maybe at some point you'll decide to date them. It doesn't hurt anyone, and you always have a great guy waiting. Sounds like a win-win to me. The lesson here, ladies, is to hold on to your little black book and make sure he always has a few extra special guys, or you always have a few extra special guys, just a call or text away. Here's your benefits for doing such. Number one, you never have to start from scratch. You thought the guy was wonderful, so you cut ties with the other four guys you were flirting with. Now they're not interested at all, and the first guy dumped you a month later for the waitress from your first date. You notice it's his fault they broke up. If you kept in touch with those other four, you'd be able to instantly ask one of them out, not having to go to a bar, endlessly dating on date sites for guys that you might date. You always have someone on standby. Instant gratification, like I've said it time and time and time again. The thing is, it's also, well, I'm bored with him. I'll just try somebody new, and I've got others to choose from. Don't be those guys. Do not be one of those guys. If you're still dating and you want to date a girl and she says, I just want to be friends, just say, I'm good. I've got enough friends, and go away. You don't know how a date will go. Whether it's the first date or the 10th, you honestly have no idea how things are going to turn out. Why not the 20th or the 40th or the 80th date? 5 years, you don't know how it's going to turn out. Better keep that guy around. It might seem like true love, but until the two of you have actually discussed a long-term future, don't let go of other potential dates. All you have to do is remain friendly with your back burner guys, and they'll be happy to take you out after the other guy fails to treat you like the princess you are. Warning sign. I mean, are you kidding me? So entitled much? It can boost your confidence. You know that moment where you question whether a guy actually finds you attractive or not? Maybe he's suddenly more interested in Netflix than you, or you see him eyeing other women more often. See, again, always his fault. Spend a little time, hang out with a back burner guy, and you'll instantly see how attractive you are. They're great for instant confidence boost. Or maybe the guy that you're dating just has a hobby and he's got other things to do than treat you like a princess. They're not just for dating. No, they're also for cheating with. Backburner guys make great friends. You never actually have to date them. They're probably some mutual attraction. Well, duh. But these guys respect you're dating someone else. No, they don't. They might even date other women when you're taken. Odds are you've spent valuable time getting to know these guys as friends, and they know you too. Even if you never date, you can still be friends. No. The guy's into you. That's why he's hanging out with you. If you're one of his good friends, he needs to get other friends. They make the perfect rebound. Or just bounce to them. If you're physically attracted to one or more of your back burner guys, then you have the perfect rebound, just a text or call away. No going out, no wait period, just call, let them know you're single, and tell them you need some very active comforting. The flirting's already done, so you just get to enjoy yourself for a few weeks. Or you can do that while you're dating and not tell your partner, because that happens an awful lot too. It makes a guy work harder. Only if he's a loser. If you instantly devote yourself completely to a guy you've just started dating, they're likely to take you for granted. Forget romantic gestures, texting you back quickly, or compromising and doing things that you want to do. Because it's all about you, isn't it? With some guys on the back burner, your boyfriend knows he has competition. He knows someone else is just waiting for him to make a mistake. That makes him work harder to keep you by his side. Do you know why you can't find a good guy right now, girls? Because this is the crap you do, and guys say, I'm not waiting around. I'm not going to be a back burner, and if you have back burner guys and guy friends, I'm not going to work harder. I don't compete. If you're fooling around with this other stuff, go at it. My time is more valuable than to play these stupid games. 8, they can be great dates for friends. I guess you can hook them up to a friend. 9, you should date more than one guy at a time. Where's the rule that says you can only date one guy at a time? Until the two of you have made the decision to be exclusive, you're free to date as many guys as you want. Not sure if guy A is going to work out? Go ahead and start dating guy B and even guy C. Think of it as the Bachelorette, just without the cash prize at the end. Odds are the guys are dating other women too. So why should you just sit home alone and wait for him to call? Odds are the guys aren't. If a guy likes you, he will put his attention on you. Now, unless he's a player, unless he's playing the field. And if that's the case, then neither one of you really should be talking about being exclusive. You should say right up front, hey, this is casual. And if she says, yeah, this is casual, you do you. Just make sure to wrap the willy, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're silly and don't wrap the willy, you get a gift that keeps on giving. Number 10, it makes breakups easier. One of the reasons women get so upset after a breakup is they feel they'll be alone forever. Well, guys get upset too. When you have guys on standby, give yourself a few weeks to get over the breakup and then give one of your guys a call. You'll never have to feel alone again. Just remember to always take some time to build up a new backup guys when you're single so you don't have to end up with no one to call. You know, with all these backup guys, do you really think you're, the minute something goes wrong, anything, you're just going to bail? That's why long-term relationships are failing. And too many men know this is happening, and this is why they're not dating. This is why they're not going out. This is why they're not spending for dates. This is why they're not paying you any attention, because this is happening and you're selling it like it's a good thing. And again, for the casual dating, it's fine. But if a guy likes you and takes you out, but he's not perfect in some way, and girls just go, well, I'm just going to call Bob or Jim or whoever on the backup line, and move on to that. And then guess what? Well, she's still got other backup guys from this backup guy. And it goes on and on and on until she's a cat lady in her 40s. 11, you feel sexier. Knowing there are at least a few guys out there who think you're sexy enough to make you feel sexier even on your worst day. Spilled coffee all over your top, stepped in a mud puddle, and your hair is frizzier than ever. Just remember, you have multiple guys who'd love nothing more than to strip you down, wash you off, and really mess your hair up. Guys do it too. Think women are the only ones to do this. Guys do it all the time. It's not disrespectful. It's just planning for the future. They think they even keep tabs on relationship statuses of the women on their list. Guys are always prepared. Shouldn't you be too? While having guys on standby might not be for everyone, they do have their benefits. Give it a try the next time you're single. You'll be glad you did. The guys that keep a bunch of females on. Okay, so here's how it works. If a guy's keeping a bunch of girls kind of in a loop waiting for him, then he is a guy that's got it going on. He is the top 10 percenter. He is successful with women, and he's desired by women, and he's not going to settle down, period. So, if that's who you're shooting for, who you think is the quote-unquote man, other women have that too, okay? So those guys are never going to settle down with one girl, and they're going to keep dating. They're going to stay in the field. So you're never going to get that guy. But he has options. The rest of the 60, 70, 80% of the normal, not insane men, or the guys that aren't lucky enough to be in that top 10 or 20%, if they find a girl that they like, they don't have all these options of other women. They find a girl, they're attracted to her, they will put their time and their resources into that one girl. They don't have a waiting list. And if they do have that waiting list, that's a guy that's not going to be settling down. So no, men are not like this. Men do not have these orbiters and these women waiting in the wings to date them and jump. And if they are dating other women, well, they're never going to settle down. So you can see kind of where this goes and what the thought logic is out of all this. And this is one of the problems that so many young men are finding in dating and why so many of us have decided to opt out. Because the minute that and this is something that's in the manosphere and it's well known. If a girl says, oh, yeah, I have a couple of guy friends, that's it. Men are out. We're out. We know that game. This is not some well-hidden secret. We know that those are back burner guys. They're guys that are just held in the wings. And the minute you say boo, they will jump at the chance to take you out. And they will be held over our heads. And you'll be texting them when we're busy doing something else or not responding to you, or you're just bored and want some attention or want someone to talk to. We know this game. We've seen it time and time and time again. So the next time, I know there's about 5% of my viewers that are women, according to the YouTube trending stats that I get, which means there's, 1,000 or 1,500 women that watch my videos that are subscribed. I'll tell you this, women, if this is you, don't do this. If you really want to find a good guy, don't do this. Now, if you're dating, then date and date a couple of guys and tell the guys that you're dating, yeah, I'm casually dating right now, so on and so forth. But if I find the right guy, I'm hoping to just date him exclusively. And if you do find that right guy, let the other guys know and cut them out of your life in a nice way and say, hey, if I ever become single again or things don't work out and you want to try dating or something like that, I will let you know or I will message you. But don't string those guys along because you're doing nothing but aggravating them. And if they're willing to stay friends with you, even though you're not dating, they're hoping for a chance at you. That's the only reason they're doing it. Don't think otherwise, okay? unless it's long distance. You know, if you got a friend across the country you message with every once in a while, that I get. But if this is anyone in the immediate area, they're wanting to date you. Don't torture them and don't torture yourself with, because these are not guys that are going to be worthy of you anyway. Just find the guy and break it up. And fellas, if you're in the market and she says, yes, I have a guy, my best friend or a couple guy friends or whatever, this is what they're going to, and they're going to be over your head and they're going to be stressing you the heck out all the time. The minute you do something wrong, she can bail. The minute she has too many drinks, she can bail. The minute she goes out clubbing and you text her and she's supposed to be home at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. or whatever, and it's text from midnight until 4 a.m. and then the next day she wakes up and says, oh, I threw up, I wasn't feeling well, I went home early at 10:30, slept at my friend Jennifer's house, just passed out and I woke up this morning, or my phone died, or man, that's the game. And you've already lost at that point. They went out with one of their friends and had a little bit too much fun, if you know what I'm saying. So guys, that's all I have to say on this. Just one more reason why many of us have let that ship sail and we've kind of decided to do our own things. But if you're still dating, this is what you're working with. Congratulations. Guys, if you like my work and want to support me, links are right up here as well as down below. You can visit me on PayPal and just drop me a buck or two if you'd like. And I have my second channel, The Unknown Adventure, as well as on Instagram, The_Unknown_Adventure. Join me over there if you want to see some photos of my travels and my bus and other travel videos on YouTube on the new channel. I'm getting started up. I'm going to leave it there. This is Joker. And this has been Better Bachelor. We'll talk to you soon.